On a Thursday, we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Today we're going to catch up with Mayor Sue Moore. How are you today, Sue?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you. NAIDOC Week has kicked off.
Yeah, we had NAIDOC Week on Wednesday. Lovely, warm, sunny day as opposed to last year, which was freezing. So it was great to be able to be there in the Civic Centre area for Reconciliation Week NAIDOC flag raising. The Indigenous dances were amazing as always, as was the Welcome to Country from Auntie Jean Hands. So it's great to be there. And also, just while I'm talking about our forecourt and Civic Centre, we're also revitalising our forecourt. We've got some grant funding to revitalise our forecourt area there.
Yeah.
And we've already removed the silky oak trees. Anyone that's around might see that the silky oak trees have gone. So we're revitalising that area, and we're working with our Reconciliation Committee, Aboriginal Reconciliation Committee, and we're going to introduce an Indigenous theme right through that area and make it much more welcoming.
Tell us a little bit about Create Singleton. I've seen a lot about it on Facebook.
Create Singleton, we're working through our community strategic plan, which we're required to do every new council term. So we're required to work through what the instructions for the community should be for the next 4 years and ultimately the next 10 years. So this is basically what it is, but we've given it a whole new name and theme to revitalise interest in our community, because community strategic plan sounds a little bit just another thing.
Not exactly swashbuckling.
No, it's not. So we're giving this a revitalised name and calling it Create Singleton 2032. So we're asking people to come forth and their suggestions, ideas of where they'd like to see Singleton for the next 10 years. There'll be lots of workshop opportunities, surveys, inputs that they can make their ideas and thoughts known. So encourage everybody to do so at any opportunity they can get.
Fantastic stuff. And what's reopening tomorrow, Sue?
Oh, Kelso Street's finally reopening. And look, it's absolutely great that we were able to finally do this first stage. This is only the first stage of work in Kelso Street, and has been long overdue.
Yep.
So the first stage is finally complete, and we will see the road opened on Friday. Friday morning, I understand. So that'll be great. Absolutely brilliant job there. And I understand it's ahead of schedule, so that's even better.
Any idea when the rest of the work is meant to start?
Well, it's not actually, it's programmed, but yeah, it's not actually funded yet. So we'll work through those stages as funding allows.
And I'm sure you'll keep us up to date when that does happen. As always, Sue Moore, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around Singleton.
Thank you. Cheers.